Blog Talk Radio. Peace, family. Peace and love, fam. I hope you can hear me clearly. Feel free to let me know. I hope everybody had a wonderful day and a beautiful weekend. Yes, happy Monday, happy Moonday, happy day of reflection, and we're going to get into it tonight. Yes, we are. First off, I want to say happy birthday to all the Geminis. Happy birthday. My brother Tony, my homeboy Lionel, my producer Lionel, brother Russell. There's a few other Geminis in my life, but happy birthday, Geminis. Happy birthday. Hopefully y'all will have a wonderful celebration of life. All right, fam. Again, please excuse the sound of my voice. There's a lot of pollen up here. I'm happy it finally rained, so hopefully it washed some of it away. But it definitely can mess with the texture of my voice. But nonetheless, Mother's like, we're going to push through, and we're going to do this show tonight. You know, I was on last week. Happy to be back. Very, very grateful to everyone who tuned in last week. I know I was breaking down, and, you know, that's what I'm going to do my best to do. I really want to do my best, bring you information that, A, you might not be aware of. B, you might want to know and don't know where to get it. And C, I'm definitely going to talk about the things that the major news sometimes doesn't talk about. Now, although my first story tonight will be what is actually being discussed in every headline across the country and around the world, because we already know that the former not-such-a-great President Trump has more lawsuits than a mafia kingpin, okay? Check this out. There have been over 4,000 lawsuits against Trump, against Donald Trump in 3 decades. 4,000, not 4, not 40, not 400, 4,000. Who does that? I was like, wait, this is really interesting to me. Because usually being taken to court or sued or, you know, have people testify against you, blah, 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 that's usually not a good thing. So the fact that this man has faced over 4,000 lawsuits, and yet we still see these little puppets running around talking about the attorney general is on Biden's side and Biden's attorney general, blah, 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 blah. No, 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 no. Excuse me. I have water. I'm drinking water tonight. I am aghast. I really, really am. And it also kind of sheds light on the Pied Piper / gullible type of people that we have in this country. Now, there's a lot of controversy. There's a lot of stuff going around on both sides, blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, no matter who you are, how much money you have, whether you've been president, whether you ran for president, whatever, whether you're a coochie grabber, whatever, there's a time when if you broke the law, you broke the law, and therefore you have to pay the penalty. You may be indicted. You might have to go to court, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's what happens when you really, really mess up. This man has messed up so badly, and I don't think he has much of a legal leg to stand on. So I'm going to continue. This is deep. As we very know, more recently he's being indicted on 37 counts. And this is just regarding the Mar-a-Lago probe, okay? Just let's stay in our jurisdictions, shall we? So we're talking about Florida. He's got 31 willful retention of national defense information counts, 3 counts of withholding or concealing documents in a federal investigation, 2 counts of false statements, and 1 count of conspiracy to obstruct justice. So the federal district court in Miami will hear this case. It's interesting that the case has come across the desk of a judge who was a Trump appointee. She herself has already gotten in trouble, been reprimanded, and had 2 different cases overturned by the other federal judges in Florida, but for whatever reason, she seems to be the one that gets to hear this case. We're going to see what happens. Two of the charges are related to making false statements and conspiracy to obstruct justice. Those particular charges also include willfully retaining national defense secrets in violation of the Espionage Act. So, in actuality, 31 of the 37 violations are violations against the Espionage Act. Look that up if you need to. We got people sitting in jail right now for the Espionage Act. Okay, espionage is not a good thing. We are trying to keep our secrets secret, and this fool then lost his mind in a sloppy way with regard to withholding all these documents. So let's move forward. All right, he is due in court tomorrow at 3 o'clock. The case will officially be called the United States of America against Donald Trump. Now, apparently, the little chat that Trump's lawyers tried to have with Special Counsel Jack Smith didn't really have the effect that they were going for, eh? I don't think so. You know, they went in there trying to beg and see. First, they wanted to meet with Merrick Garland, which was interesting that they wanted to call this meeting with the Attorney General of the United States. We're not talking about the Attorney General of just your state. We're talking about the Attorney General of the entire country. They thought, in their delusions of grandeur, that they were going to have and actually obtain a meeting with Attorney General Merrick Garland. How about no? He was like, you want to have a meeting with the cat I put on the case, which is Special Counsel Jack Smith. And so I don't think they were very happy, A, at the fact that they did not get to see Merrick Garland. They didn't get to see the Wizard of Oz. No, they did not. And they had to settle for the counsel who's actually bringing this indictment against their client, Donald J. Trump. So this is interesting, but check this out. It has been reported and uncovered that this fool, this crazy orange-faced clown, had dozens and dozens, like 120-something boxes, file boxes, filled with classified documents, and they were spread all over Mar-a-Lago. This joker had him stacked up in the bathroom, in the shower, in the ballroom, on the stage, in other places, and heaven knows where else. And my question, again, which has not come up in the news just yet, and I've been following this tooth and nail every day, who's to say he didn't copy all of them? Who's to say he didn't have them so he could just make, you know, copies of them? I'm sure he's got a copy machine in Mar-a-Lago. Hello? If I got a copy machine, he needs to have it. Come on, y'all. Who's to say he didn't copy them? He had a lot of time. His houseman, okay, Waltine Nauta, they call him Walt, little boy-headed Latino-looking brother. I don't know if he's Latino. I don't know if he's Indian. I don't know what he is, but whatever. He's in a heap of trouble. And I mean a heap because he aided and abetted whatever Trump asked him to do. So when Trump told him, move those boxes from here to there, put them in the bathroom shower, he did. We don't even know if he has read or if he's privy to the information within these files. Trump has basically created a national security disaster. Think of all the meetings and all of the events that he has at Mar-a-Lago and all these documents are just laying around. We don't know if somebody was able to go into that bathroom and be like, oh, wow, look at all this stuff here and get to reading. We don't know. We don't know if the maid read it. We don't know if the pool boy read it. We don't know. And they're really in trouble because not just that they moved them all around and not even just that they took them from the White House when he shouldn't have taken all those documents anyway. Then he claims to say that he declassified them. No, no, boo-boo, it doesn't work that way. You can't just declassify stuff with the wave of your hand. I don't know. I don't understand. Anyway, The other wild part is that they had videotape that actually showed Nauta moving from one part of the house to the other part of the house. And then Nauta himself went to security and asked to see the footage and then, you know, take out the pieces that wouldn't show him moving classified documents from one part of the house to another. Then they make up the excuse to say that the pool was flooded accidentally upon filling and that the water had gotten into a room that held the prior surveillance tapes. So they got damaged because they were in the flood. The pool overflowed into the room where we had the surveillance tapes, and they're destroyed. Like somebody was born yesterday. Mm-mm, stop it. Mm-mm. Okay, so Nauta is facing a maximum of 20 years for one count of obstructing justice, one count of withholding a document or record, one count corruptly concealing a document or record, one count concealing a document in a federal investigation, and a max of 5 years to one count in a scheme to conceal, one count false statements and representations. And let's not forget that Donald J. Trump continues to run his mouth. He himself has already stated on national television, said, yeah, he took the documents. He could do whatever he wanted to do with them. So I don't know how you go into court and say, you ain't say that. You have been purporting this all across national television, town halls, et cetera, that they were your documents to have. You took them, they were yours to take, blah, 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 blah. If I took what I took, I took what I took. Like the dumbest things you've ever heard. Almost reminds me of when you find a child lying, but the child may be egotistical. Well, I took what I took, but I didn't really. No, stop. And this fool was still running. In any event, I think it's really, really deep. This is the first time in the history of this nation that we have seen not just this case, because this is just one case. There's so many cases. So he's facing 37 in this case. But don't forget, he's felony count with regard to the hush money payments in New York City. Let us pick a crime. Let us pick a case. It's like Wheel of Fortune. On every single slot, there's a case. There's a charge. Spin the wheel, boo-boo. We've never seen this before. And again, because he has stated vehemently over and over again, basically admitting to what has happened, the statement, innocent before proven guilty, kind of goes out the window. So this is really going to be interesting, to say the least. Okay? And let me also remind you, if you happen to be in the Trump corner, man created $8 trillion of debt in the 4 years that he was the worst president we've ever had. $8 trillion. In 4 years, you do realize that under certain Democratic presidencies, we were able to control the debt. We were able to balance things and not have to even raise the debt ceiling, which they just had to do, because we were doing our best to not put the country in debt. Under Republican presidencies, the debt increases. So while we see Republican puppets like Kevin McCarthy and Lindsey Graham, you know, there's certain ones that I can't take. Marjorie Taylor Greene I can't take. The other little idiot, Jim Jordan. Oh, please. Anyway, everybody wants to talk about money. Everybody wants to have a fit about money like they're the king or queen of budgeting. But it's the Republicans that increase our debt throughout their presidencies. Bush 1, Bush 2. This has been going on for a long time. Not just that, but they also expand our defense contracts with other agencies and interests that are beholden to them, like Blackwater. And they give the contract to Blackwater, which is a non-governmental agency. It's not in our armed forces at all. It is a private security company. But because they themselves will have stock in that company, they hire that company to do whatever dirty bidding they want them to do. Blackwater was all over the Iraqi conflict, all over that. Iraq, Afghanistan, like craziness. And that's a sidebar, but I'm just saying, we incurred $8 trillion of extra debt, $8 trillion in 4 years. That's $2 trillion per year. That's freaky. Okay? And don't forget, we're talking about an individual who praises dictators. He put out a message to Kim Jong-un the other day talking about congratulations on his presidency when we all know elections are not legal elections. They're not normal elections. Very similar to what happens in Russia with Vladimir Putin. He didn't win. He cheated and stole it. We're talking about communist society. America is not a communist nation. We might skate on ice when it comes to socialism because of certain programs that we have and people are able to get government money and all types of different things, disability and blah, 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 veterans. People depend on money from the government, but that's what America was made up as. That's what America is. So when you see someone currently running for president again, so he didn't win his incumbent election, so he lost to Joseph Robinette Biden, and I'm not saying Biden is a saint, but for God's sake, the man had over 40-some-odd years of experience in government, in how to run a nation, what is what, who talks to who, what do we need to do, what's classified, what's really, really secret. Like, he kind of knew that, and stuff didn't really get out of the bag, and I'm not putting Biden or any of them up is to be safe. I am not. All I'm saying is perhaps maybe they do it a little bit better. Maybe they do it with less exposure, if you will. And I don't think that that's just because Trump is Trump and people are like, oh, we have to get rid of him, da, 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 da. Trump is his own monster. Trump bites his own tongue. He puts his own foot up his own behind on a regular basis. And then he lies, and he doesn't lie well. We're talking about politics. I am not expecting anyone to be saintly at all. We know the game is ridiculous on a consistent basis, but for God's sake, could you make it look like you know what you're talking about? Could you make it look like you graduated 12th grade? Could you make it look like you know how to spell and you know how to read and you know how to speak English? Can you make it look like that? No, you can't make it look like that because you don't know how to read. You cannot spell. All you know how to write your name in a Sharpie when you sign a document. Who does that? And you're a philanderer, you're misogynistic, and very disrespectful towards women. You know, and all of this goes back to his childhood. His own parents couldn't stand him. His mother did not care for him. I probably wouldn't care for his little ass either. His mother didn't like him, though. They sent his behind to boarding school, not just because they had money, but because they didn't want his little ass in the house. Hello? It wasn't about giving him opportunities to make him a better person. They were like, how do we give him a conscience? How can we decrease some of the narcissism in this kid? And it didn't really work because once you send him away, now he's got to fend for himself and figure stuff out, and he's not that good at that. he becomes exceptionally egotistical. He's got to be the one. But everybody knows he's not the one. He's not the brightest. He's not the strongest. He doesn't do well in sports. He's not going to win the spelling bee. He ain't going to be on the debate team. He's going to wear the jacket with the shiny buttons on it and pose for the pictures every year. But we are not talking about some mega scholar or some Heisman Trophy candidate at all. And it's interesting because, you know, I was talking about this before when I was speaking about food and what we eat. La, 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 la. This man eats McDonald's all the time. Obviously, he hasn't even gotten the memo about McDonald's because McDonald's is the devil. In any event, and you can look that up on your own, but McDonald's is no place for us to be eating. Those McNuggets are not really chicken. They're not food for us to consume, let alone a Happy Meal ain't that happy. So y'all need to really come up off of Mickey D's. McDonald's is a very sinister plan. It's a very interesting makeup of things and what they put in their meat and what they put in their sausages and what have you. It is not for human consumption. It is not for human consumption. Even and I love the Filet-O-Fish sandwiches. I haven't had one in a while. I'm trying to do my best to not even eat the fish out of McDonald's. And for the record, the Burger King BK fish is slamming. That is delicious. Not just that, but it's a bigger piece of fish. And I'm not trying to promote fast food like that. No, but I'm just saying, we're talking about a man who has millions, if not billions of dollars, and all you can manage to eat is McDonald's? You even serve this up on trays when you have guests? Who does that? I've said this before. The man has a chemical imbalance. There is something not right. It's not just the little hands. Okay, yeah, his hands are little, and we know what that leads to. But he's not smart. I don't even know if he bathes regularly. He always has a spray tan. You know how hard it is to get that off your skin? Like, it's not a real tan. When would he have time to lay in the sun? All he does is pop junk and try to play golf, and he sucks at golf. For someone who has his own golf courses with an S, and you stink at golf, okay, that's special. Because you take that damn MAGA hat off. I'm so tired of it. I'm like, I'm so over this, y'all. I am over it. And he gets people so worked up. And he has these poor white people so worked up, actually thinking and believing that he gives a damn about them, that he cares about their struggle. He doesn't give a damn about those people. He don't care about nobody but himself. That should be clear and apparent. He doesn't care about anybody. Obviously, he doesn't care about anybody. He cheated on every wife he ever had. Everyone. Oh, that's having respect and love and honor for your wife. Please. He doesn't give a damn about anybody. Not his children's mother, his other wife, the wife he's with now. None of them. He gives a damn about no one. He barely cares about his children. I think that the reason why the boys go so hard for him is because they're doing a repeat of him. They're trying to get his approval. They're trying to get his attention. They're trying to get accolades from dad. Because they probably don't. The only one who had half a piece of sense was the daughter. Ivanka was like, I ain't going to jail for none of y'all. I married a billionaire on purpose, even though his father is in prison for racketeering and other things, but I married a billionaire so I would not have to depend on my father's money to be a Trump. And you better believe when they dragged her little behind in court and she had to testify, in the January 6th committee, all those interviews and what have you, she was not playing. She was very honest, and she told the truth about how her, what he didn't do. People were asking him, call it off, and he's just sitting there eating more McDonald's, watching everything on a flat screen. Like, it's a game to him. It's fun for him. Some say maybe he wants to be president again so he can pardon all the people who are in prison right now as a result of the January 6th insurrection. Who knows? You know, maybe he wants to pardon everybody. Because he told them, a lot of them, especially the officials that worked with him, Flynn, people like that, oh, I'll pardon you, I'll get you out. And he has not. We cannot afford to surrender this nation once again to this orange class clown. We cannot afford it. There's a lot of stuff going on that is not cool. Now, what's interesting to me, and follow me if you will, because when it comes to him, he's an opportunist, obviously. Everybody knows the man was a Democrat for decades and decades and decades, and then all of a sudden one year you want to become Republican so you can run because you wanted to appeal to the ideals of the evangelicals and the far right. When he was not far right at all, he was pro-choice and he was a Democrat. Now he's whatever suits the day so that he can try to win. And I do believe it's egotistical. I think part of it is like, I can do it because you've been making all this noise and you rant and carry on the Truth Social network platform. You just regurgitate on that on a regular basis. Now he's back on Twitter, hot mess as usual. Again, pretty much indicting himself. Hello? But I still don't hear any clear and concise information that will put this nation on track for success, for decreasing the debt, making sure we balance our budget, social services, where, you know, instituting programs, implementing programs that are necessary for different people with different needs and situations, including our veterans. I don't hear about any of that. This is the man who said that veterans, especially the ones that are at the National Cemetery, hello, were pussies, basically, because they were killed. Who does that? When this is the man who had his father pay a physician to write a letter to say that Trump had heel spurs and he could not, therefore, be able to fight or serve in any of our armed forces. That's how he got out of the draft. He got out of things because his rich daddy paid a physician to write a letter for him. He knows nothing about service, and he knows nothing about any of what our veterans go through and have gone through. He's not even grateful. I'm sure some of you may be aware of statements that he made back in the day, like around 2012 or so, and he's talking about the importance of national security and the importance of keeping secrets secret, and all of which he turns around and just like steps on. I was going to use something else, but I'll be nice. It's Monday. Like, he just, all that stuff, all that ranting, he just says what you want to hear. Like, he's the worst con artist ever. He just says what you think you want, he thinks you want to hear. And gullible individuals soak it up and believe it. And they're like, yeah, yeah, and they run around with their little hats on, and they got their little flags. They still got these damn flags, y'all. Okay, bust this. When Honey Lish and I went all the way to South Carolina. We drove, and it was a wonderful drive. However, we went through an area called Trump Town. And I was like, is this for real? Is this really, really real? And they had Trump flags everywhere. They had his little suntan face everywhere. I was like, what is this? I was so happy we were through it in a matter of moments. But I was like, wow, this is heavy. And maybe it was already called that, but because he's who he is and he's far right and he must have gotten their attention, I'm really not sure. I would have to look that up. But the fact that you got people that still have signs on their front lawn talking about Trump won, okay, then they've got, of course, the Let's Go Brandon stuff against Joe Biden, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's such a propaganda machine that is full of garbage. I'm just like, wow. And again, because it would take me another 3 hours to break all this other stuff down, but I am not trying to hold Joseph Biden up like, yay, he's fantastic. No, that's not what I'm at all. So don't let me mislead you by speaking about him in that way. I am not holding up the Biden family in any way. All I'm saying is, number one, I'm sure there is probably a way better Republican than Donald J. Trump. I am sure of that. I am totally sure of that. Because we're not talking about the most intelligent person. You know, we're just talking about the idiot that has money. That's all it is. The idiot that has money and probably has dirt on certain individuals, and therefore that's why they stay up his behind. Again, Washington, D.C. is very, very similar to the music industry as well as Hollywood. Okay, there's a lot of demonic crap that goes on. There's a lot of orgies that go on. There's a lot of drugs. There's all kind of crap that goes on, wife swapping. And there's all kind of stuff that goes on. And again, don't forget, power corrupts, but absolute power corrupts absolutely. So when you get that comfortable and that powerful and you're like, okay, yeah, so-and-so can pee on my face, but I don't want the public to know. Y'all already know. Putin has tapes of Donald Trump receiving golden showers from some woman in Russia. That's already done. So I think that's another reason why he stays up Putin's behind. But the wild part is that this individual is facing so much crap. I was like, we're not talking about just a few counts. We're talking about 37 counts in Florida, 4 in New York City. We don't even know how many yet in Georgia. Okay? St. Louis is doing her numbers in Georgia to get that ass. Real talk. I'm like, how many counts can you have against a person at one time? Let us see. Because 37 and 34, and then we got another number we don't know about. Don't forget, you've got the case with E. Jean Carroll and the sexual abuse. She and her lawyers are pushing the envelope because he will not shut up, and she is like, take my name out your mouth, stop talking about me, and stop calling me a liar when you abused me. So all of these things are exceptionally unattractive. And yet you want to play victim. You want to play like nothing that you did was wrong. Brothers and sisters, let it be you or I that took even one box. Do we see what's going on? The little kid, he's not a little kid, but maybe he's 22 or so. The one that got caught, divulging Pentagon information. You see what's happening with him. You see what's happening with him. And that's just, you know, taking a few things and jotting a few things down online. We're not talking about an individual with over 120 file boxes of classified material. And yet and still, Donald Trump gets to walk around, ride in his plane, ride around with his Secret Service and his beautiful vehicles and what have you, He still gets to walk around. Let it be you or I. We are under the jail, under it. So I'm definitely paying close attention to this, but it's very interesting to me when I see him at these little town halls, or he was somewhere down south. Where was he in? He was either in a Waffle House or some little restaurant chain down south. I think it was Waffle House. I'm not sure. And even that is like, really, Waffle House? Anyway, he's in there talking about, we did nothing wrong. Everything we did was by the book. They were declassified. We did nothing wrong. We did absolutely nothing wrong. Really? You did a hell of a lot wrong. And you've got other people in trouble. What? Nelsa is nobody. Don't nobody know this person. You work in the house. Now you're facing felony counts because you followed the orders of an idiot. At that point, that's when you say, I can't do it, boss. I'm sorry. If you got to fire me, then bye-bye. I'm not breaking the law for you because you will not save me when I need to be saved. And the damn store can't save me when I got 20 counts and you got 37. It's not going to work out. You're not saving me. And I'm sure that Trump probably treated this man like a house slave in some way. Some kind of way. Yes, you're the house man. You got the little earpiece in, you know, so on and so forth. But you crossed the line. You broke the law. So the law cares not that you were just following orders because you knew better and you knew that those documents were not declassified. They weren't just papers, okay? They were highly classified government documents that should have never made their way to Florida. Especially when he first took them to Bedminster in New Jersey. He first took them there, then brought them down. So now you're just bringing them all across state lines. You're doing all kind of stuff. And you know he shared information with people. He's been caught on tape in several different situations being very loose-lipped about what was in the document. I'm like, really? You're trying to, are you inciting a war that we really can't handle right now? Especially when it came to Iran. Anybody messing with Iran? You don't want to do that. So we're going to see what happens. But, you know, he goes to court tomorrow. Excuse me. I have a public service announcement. Anybody out there listening, if you feel inclined to become violent, hurt people, or do something stupid, because you don't feel that Donald J. Trump is being treated fairly, I suggest drink a glass of water, take some deep breaths, get a hold of yourself. Because one thing's for sure, and I don't care how big or small you are, how much money you have, how much money you don't have, I am never going to fight for someone who I know doesn't give a rat's ass about me. I am not fighting for you. I'm not doing that. I'm not about to get myself in trouble for someone with billions of dollars, doesn't really need my help, and really doesn't give a damn about me anyway. And, you know, there are different parts of the insurrection that I kind of understand to a certain extent. But the dumbest part is thinking that you would be able to overthrow an election and hang thing. This is when it gets special to me. And then you got Pence's punk ass on television talking about, oh, these charges, I don't understand. I hope that he needs to fully exchange these charges. Why would you give a damn about anything having to do with Donald J. Trump when this man was advocating for your death? Had people screaming outside, hang Mike Pence. That is you. There would be no way in the world I would come to the defense of that fool in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Hashtag, unless he's got dirt on you. You don't get clapped me twice. You understand what I'm trying to say? If Mike Pence, he's supposed to be your vice president. He's supposed to be your right hand. And you are so upset with him because he will not only overturn the election, but break the law. And so you got your panties in a bunch because he won't stand up for you because he knows your ass lost. And he was cool about it, quiet, laid back, wasn't making a fuss. Was just like, no, can't do that for you, sir, sorry. Donald Trump went out, called that man a vagina, used the P word, like, all kind of stuff, and had people chanting to hang him. They had a gallows up with the rope on the Capitol lawn, baby. It's funny. I listen to Chris Christie. He makes sense. Chris Christie's like, nah, that's not acceptable, blah, 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 blah. He should, you know, whatever he receives, he should receive because what he did was wrong. That is what Mike Pence should be saying. So then I'm looking at Mike Pence like, all right, Snow White, what kind of dirt does he have on you? Because I'd be damned if I'm up there, say, acting like I am anywhere near in defense of someone who would want to have me killed. And not just killed, but hung by a raging group of crazy white people. Really? I'd be like, put him under the bus. He got to go. He got to go. Like, he broke the law. He knows he broke the law. Blah, 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 dee, just like Chris Christie. Chris Christie is the only one particularly running for president in the Republican Party who makes any bit of sense when it comes to the wrongs of Donald Trump. Everybody else wants to act like there's like he is a victim. Like, oh, my God, why are they attacking him? The man has broken the law several times in several states in several different ways. What don't you get? I'm like, whoa, Nixon didn't even face this. And that was Watergate. And Watergate was a hellacious scandal. And mad people went to jail. And Nixon was pardoned so he wouldn't have to go to jail. But he was wrong. This is worse than that. This is way worse than that. On different levels and different topics in different states, this is way, way worse than that. But yet we're blind. And even if I go all the way back to when Biden won and Trump lost and wouldn't concede and all of this, and they knew they were wrong, they were lying. Rudy Giuliani, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, all of them knew that he lost. He just lost. It does happen. Hello, he lost. And they knew, even from before the actual revealing of who won, they had this plan revved up, like, all right, well, if he wins, great. If he loses, we're going to do this. If we're going to lose, we're going to say, you know, that it was a lie. We're going to say that he really, really won and that Biden stole the election and blah, 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 and voted for it and black people and all this other garbage. They had it all planned out. And my question is why? You got to be the only one that doesn't know how to lose an election. We had other presidents that have lost. We have few one-term presidents, but they do exist, and they lost. And when they lost, they conceded and kept it moving. You don't know how to lose. And this is a part of life. Even for women with children, if you won or you lost, and you lost, you just, you know, you suck it up and keep it moving. You won, great. Whatever it was, whether it was a game, whether it was student council, whatever it was, if you won, yay. If you lost, oh, well, keep it moving. Not you lost, you know you lost, you're going to make up this lie, then you're going to turn people in this country against other people through your lies. Then you're going to push an envelope to where violence is committed in the U.S. Capitol. Someone took a dump and peed in Nancy Pelosi's office, took a laptop, all just hell broke loose in Capitol, we all know, that day, over a lie. And like I said, okay, like this is the first time, even if it was something crooked or something crazy, this isn't the first time that this has happened. Come on now. When we go back in time and we look at Kerry, okay, we look at Al Gore, both of them should have won. Both of them won the popular vote, but they didn't win. The Electoral College didn't do it. So, and in this particular election, this last election presidential with Biden and Trump, he lost both. He didn't have the Electoral College or the popular vote. But nobody's got the balls to say, would you go sit yourself down, you lost. Let it go, you lost. Go play bad golf, you lost. I don't get that part. Because when we lost, right? When other people lose, they lose, right? Dr. Oz was running for Senate here in Pennsylvania. He lost, right? He was upset, but he lost. Period. So all of a sudden we have an election and the loser cannot handle it and is going to push the big lie and then further divide people in this country. We have enough things going on in this country. This country is more fierce than Barnum and Bailey Circus. It's more than three rings. We probably got about seven rings going now. Each one just as compelling, exciting, crazy, thrilling as the other one. And this is our present reality. So we didn't need someone to come and further divide us, further incite violence against people, against individuals, and, of course, let us not forget, degrade melanin-dominant Latino and Black people to then put that mindset on other white people to make them feel as if they're losing just because doing well or we graduate from college or we become a doctor or we create an invention or whatever it is that we're doing. But you want to turn the tables on us. We've been fighting so hard for so long, and here you come along with your big nasty mouth and just undo so much stuff. And it begins to spread. Y'all are aware of the fact that affirmative action is on the chopping block right now. Pardon my expression, niggas ain't been free 50 years, and yet still, because in the 1950s in this country, especially in the South, we were not doing very well. 60s, 70s even, we were not doing very well everywhere in this nation. We still catch hell in the South, the Midwest, and the West. We still catch hell. But yet and still, all that progress could be reversed by the stroke of a pen and the vote of the Supreme Court. Like, oh, they've made it. They don't need any more special treatment. When we still can't get the loan, they're still redlining us. All kind of stuff is continuing to happen. Voter discretion, all kind of stuff against us And yet and still, you got individuals who want to act like we're taking the food out of white children's mouths and, you know, we're a pestilence of some type upon the earth. I am so tired of this. It's insane to me. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. This is so sad when you look at it. Like, all the marches, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Medgar Evers, Fannie Lou Hamer, countless individuals lost their lives so we could walk the street or sit next to a white child in school. And all that could just be for nothing in 5 minutes because you got people who are stuck on stupid and living in fear. And see, that's what Donald Trump does. He plays on individuals' fears. He's the fear monger. If you ever go, like, YouTube, any one of his, like, his town halls, his speeches, especially in places like Ohio, Wisconsin, like, listen to what this individual is actually saying. It is not only terrible, it's not entertaining, it's divisive and dangerous. When is he going to get laryngitis, Lord? When is he going to get laryngitis? When can he just shut up? Because we're waiting for that. A lot of us are waiting. Like, when will you shut up? I'm like, I'm just astounded because the people who are really, really gunning for him, when he's in these little places, in these little corners of the United States, and he continues to talk junk, and as said before, we didn't do anything wrong. We did nothing wrong, blah, blah, blah. This is all blah, blah, blah. Like, And they're like, yeah, it's nothing. This is something wrong. You didn't do anything at all. Shut up. Again, sorry. We have laws for a reason. Big laws, little laws, we have all kind of laws. We know that. This is a nation of laws. And so just because you have money and a big mouth doesn't mean that you are able to break them at will and nothing can happen to you. You know, you'll be all right. You won't get in trouble. You can't get indicted. Like, remember when he was president? And they wouldn't press charges because he was president. Okay, you're not president anymore. And just because you're running, you can run till the cows come home. It doesn't mean that you're going to win or that you currently hold that office. You hold no office at all. So when it comes to New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg, when it comes to Letitia James even in New York, that's a whole nother case. Letitia James is a whole nother case. Whole nother case. So we're going to see what happens. I really hope that this judge will recuse herself and that possibly there'll be another judge to hear the case because she's relatively biased. And like I said, she got reprimanded before and had two of her decisions, which dealt with him, reversed. Because she was biased. So we're going to see what happens with it. You know, but we are in some strange times, family. Because never before have we seen this. Whether it's a former president, whether it's a presidential candidate, whatever. We have never seen a case quite like this. With so many different cases in different jurisdictions. However, majority of them are felonies. So watch that space. Because I'm like, okay. Next up. I really hope that we can get ourselves together at some point. I really do. I'm going to speak about the case of AJ Owens, the mother of four, melanin-dominant woman. I believe she was African, actually. She was shot through her neighbor's front door after an incident ensued between her young children and her neighbor. Her neighbor was a white woman. So on Friday, June 2nd, in an apartment complex in Ocala, Florida, Ajike Owens, an unarmed black woman, was shot and killed by a white neighbor. Once again, an unarmed black person is just trying to live her life, and she was shot dead by a white racist. And once again, the initial response of law enforcement was to treat it as a self-defense situation and allow the killer to remain free and armed. It took 4 days, fam. 4 days of truth-telling and protest by neighbors and family, breaking through the media whitewash before the shooter was finally arrested on manslaughter charges with a firearm and other charges on Tuesday, June 6th. And the whole ugly history of the U.S., from slavery to lynchings, from police murders to increasingly common vigilante killings, teaches us that an arrest is no guarantee of accountability. Why? Because the whole system is set up so that most of the time, all a cop or a racist vigilante has to do is claim, quote, "I was afraid," end quote. And they're likely to walk free. It's happened with George Zimmerman when he murdered 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in 2012. And in 68% of the successful self-defense claims, Sin killed was unarmed. So apparently the children were playing near the neighbor's property. And I guess she didn't like that, to the point where she began screaming racial slurs at them. She threw a skate at them. One of the skates hit one of the children to the point where it startled the children, and they all got up and ran home. But when they got home, the 9-year-old realized that they had left their iPad where they had been playing. And so when the child tried to get the iPad, I believe the neighbor threw it at him and it broke. At which point he goes to his mom and tells her what happened. Naturally, as any mother would do, I don't care what color you are, you might want to go next door and you'll confront your neighbor, like, what's going on? What happened? So she goes next door with the 9-year-old in tow, rings the neighbor's bell. I don't even know about a verbal exchange, but I know the neighbor then shot her fatally through her front door. And see, this is another reason why stand your ground, dangerous. Because again, as mentioned before, all the person has to say is that they were afraid or they felt threatened. I thought they were going to kill me. And this is how armed white people are able to slaughter unarmed black people throughout the southern part of this nation. And the he say, she say, you only got one half, really, because the other person is dead. But because the son was with the mother, the 9-year-old was with the mother when she was killed, he is a witness. Traumatic and tragic as this is, he's a witness. And so, again, this is my next question. To white America, paranoid white America, not white America that's really cool and we can hang out and go to a concert, or we can go and chill out at a bar or whatever, restaurant, we're all good. No, not them. Crazy, fearful, paranoid white people. Just like the white man that shot the young boy through the door a few months ago. Same situation. What are you so scared of? What is wrong with you? I do understand that you do not possess the melanin and the amount of melanin to give you a sense of comfort, belonging, conscience, consciousness, love, spirituality. I understand that. But at the same time, do you really believe any black person coming to your door is a threat to your survival? This was an unarmed woman. You got the door closed. You could have went and called the police. You could have just shut up and not said anything. You're in the house with the door closed. How is she a threat? She's unarmed. What, is she armed with a 9-year-old? What are we talking about? What is wrong with you? And if that is the case, then maybe you need to go live somewhere with bars on your windows and where nobody can even get to your door to ring it if you are that afraid. I remember when we would go trick-or-treating when I was a young girl. I am a child of the 60s. I remember when we would go trick-or-treating all over the place. I remember trick-or-treating with my white friends in their neighborhood. I remember trick-or-treating around my own neighborhood. Whatever. Nobody cussed us out. Nobody tried to hurt us. Nobody. I remember when I was ringing doorbells to sell pens for school, sell candy for school. We would ring the doorbell. When we were Girl Scouts, we would ring the doorbell to sell cookies. Praise God, nobody shot my mother or me. What has gotten into the consciousness of people in this nation where you are so scared that you, this is somebody you know. I mean, I'm not saying that you know each other like the back of your hand, but this is your neighbor. You've lived next to each other for quite a while now. You've had verbal exchanges. And if they, even if they haven't been positive, it's not as if you haven't engaged in conversation with this person before. This white woman is obviously out of her mind, because if you're throwing skates at small children who did not commit any type of offense against you, it'd be different if they threw eggs on your windows or your car, you know, put a banana in your tailpipe, you know, put sugar in your gas tank. It'd be different if they were menacing children playing together. But you then abscond with their personal property, which is the iPad. And when the boy asks for it back because he knows he left it, or, you know, where he was by your house, you throw it and break it. And the racial slurs, what is with the racial slurs? I'm going to give a quick little lesson. Lord, help me hold on to myself. Whew. We're going to stop this madness, okay? We're going to stop. All right? Because white people, you are nowhere, anywhere in the world without melanin dominant. You come from us. We made you. You are the last that we made. I'm going to say it one more time. White people, you cannot afford to not have melanin dominant people, aka black people, around you in your life or in society. You can't afford it. Why? Because we make everything, including style, food, everything, music, everything. We make everything fly. And we made you. You are the last that we made. How dare you continue with this narrative about being monkeys, about, no, baby, no. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And I know it happens. Like, there was a situation that happened in a soccer game, I believe it was last weekend, and they were, you know, throwing bananas on the field again at black players. And I'm just like, this is some bullshit. This has got to stop. White people, tell a friend, you are the last that we made. We made each other for trillions of years. Not trillions, excuse me, 300,000 years. 300,000 plus years. 300,000 plus years we have been here chilling, dancing, cooking, making love, making people, establishing civilizations until we made you. And we made you anywhere between 6 and 10,000 years ago. You are not that old. You need to sit down. You need to get yourself together. You need to get your head out of the clouds. And if you run around thinking that you're superior, because you know you're not. Anyone who studies melanology, who studies melanin, understands what I'm talking about right now. The melanin-dominant human is the predecessor of all of humanity on planet Earth. In some instances, we are the predecessor of life in the universe. Melanin-dominant individuals from other star systems not that far away from us. Big black people, 13, 14, 16 feet tall black people. Most of whom are matriarchal societies. They're not patriarchal societies. Patriarchal societies are what lead to death and war, confusion, and what have you, which is what we are living in. Being patriarchal is very counterproductive. Why? Because a man does not give birth. And the men that are attempting to give birth now, to me, sorry, you're an abomination. You're getting artificially inseminated to become pregnant as a man. Something wrong with that? I don't give a damn how curious you are. There's something wrong with that. So as we continue and we're living in this Frankenstein nightmare of patriarchy, what do we experience? War. Unfairness. Lies. Cheating. Of course, misogyny. Every kind of phobia that you could possibly imagine. Because it's not a productive energy. Patriarchy is not productive. It doesn't produce anything. Matriarchy produces everything. Matriarchy is the predecessor to civilization, which is why we established high civilizations all around this planet way before we made white people. Whether we made them in a lab or whether they just came out from us as albino, whatever, however it happened, white people are still at the max only 10,000 years old. So you don't get invited to the cookout. Not yet. Some cookouts, yeah. Some cookouts, no. Because ultimately speaking, if you have an ideology that you are more supreme than the melanin-dominant human, where melanin is everywhere we look in life and in biology, and you lack it, and you lack it to a point where you are deemed melanin recessive, you know what you're dealing with. Your bones are weaker. Your muscle structure is not the same. You've been busting your ass for centuries to try to obtain a physiology that is similar to mine. Some of you are actually making strides. But it's very, very interesting because even at the beginning of white people walked on all fours. White people did not walk upright. That's why they have no ass. A black woman has a booty the way she has it, and even some men, because we walked upright and we walked a lot. We didn't walk on our hands. If we walked on our hands, then we probably wouldn't have much of a booty because we'll bend over. But we walk upright. And you have white people right now in Europe that walk on all fours as a way of walking. Again, get me a monkey and shave that monkey. What color is the monkey? The monkey is white. Shave a monkey, and you tell me, shave a chimpanzee, and you tell me what you get. So these narratives that just keep being thrown around, which are so amazingly wrong and hilarious to me. Again, the Rh factor of blood, Rh is the rhesus monkey. You have way more white people with the Rh factor of rhesus in their blood than you do black people. It's a known fact in biology. Biologists know it. Chemists know it. The fly part is that biologists and chemists also know of our structure. It's not just DNA. Some people call it DEA. It's an etheric energy that we have that other people don't have. So again, it's the melanin within us that gives us the vibe, gives us the energy, helps us to create what we create. It gives us rhythm, helps us coordinate better and do sports phenomenally better than most people. Phenomenally. You let a couple of us in, honey, we're going to make it work. We're going to take the whole trophy. We're going to take it home. Let us in and we're going to take it. That's who we are. And so you all are aware of that, which is why racism was constructed in the first place. You would have to create something so diabolical and incorrect to try to make yourself feel better, be better, look better. So you decided to subjugate all people of color in China and Japan, murdered and massacred so many black Asian people, real black Asian people, not Tiger Woods Blasian, real black Asian people, sitting in Russia. You murdered the black Russians. The Russian language that is spoken today was created by a black man, Alexander Pushkin, black man, created the Russian language as it is spoken today, yet and still. You all murdered and massacred millions of black Russian people. Same thing over here. You did it everywhere you went. So same thing over here. You had all the black Native Americans here. Again, Native American peoples of almost every single tribe and clan. And you killed a lot of them, and the other ones you subjugated and turned into black Negroes and slaves. Like everywhere you've gone, you've brought death. You brought famine and disease everywhere you went. Once you were loosed, everywhere you went, you brought death, famine, and disease. And yet and still, we are still here. I'm hoping someone's going to come out with a serious campaign against racism by telling the truth, because racism is a construct. It is a construct. It was created by white people in order to make themselves bigger and better than they are. It's about power and subjugation. What do we see when we're looking at lots of things in the news? What do we see? We see white people killing everybody. Children, other white people, grown white people, black people, Asians, Latino people, killing y'all, killing everybody. You're killing yourself and everybody. What is that about? I'm not going to ask, are you okay? I know you're not. And this is not for my regular, relatively scholarly, or just downright real cool white people. I'm not talking to y'all. I'm talking to the people who have lost their mind. I'm talking to the people who want to drive around with 1,000 trucks on your truck and 1,000 flags on your truck about Trump and don't tread on me and this and that and the other. And again, I say there are many different ways to change the way the government is established and works. There are many different ways to do that. You can run. You can put someone up to run and support them. There are many different things that you could do. Not every remedy has to be about killing people, beating people up, being nasty and disgusting. I don't understand this. It's not as if they don't have bathrooms in the Capitol building. They have bathrooms. They have restrooms in the Capitol building. Who are you to urinate or defecate in someone's office? What is that? We don't do that. Black people don't do that. It's really going awry because, excuse me, the truth is in the details. We always say the proof is in the pudding. And we have so many different examples that we can choose from. So it's not even like, with, you know, it's heresy or it's we're speaking untruth. No, no, no. It's relevant. It's in our face. We can see it. Whether it's on the news or not. When this situation happened with Ajike Owens, I believe that was June 2nd, got into the news the end of last week. I knew about it in the beginning of June because of other outlets that I was reading. But mainstream media is going to take its sweet time and decide, oh, do we talk about this or not? Similar with the situation with the white boy who killed the brother in the subway in New York City, who was a Michael Jackson impersonator, not having a good day. But at the same time, he didn't physically accost anyone. So even if he was threatening and he was yelling and he was screaming, okay. And this is the wild part, because I'm from New York. So I've been on the subway every hour of any day and had homeless people who are unstable come through ranting, raving, whatever. As long as you don't touch me, I ain't bothering you. I'm good. This is what you do. So I don't know if the killer was from New York. I think he was visiting. I know he's a Marine, but whatever. My thing is, how many times has a New Yorker, those of us who are real New Yorkers, been on the subway with an asshole? And what do? Kept reading our book. Kept listening to our music. Turned the other way. Acted like we were asleep. Whatever. Again, as long as the person don't touch you, it's cool. He's talking about he reacted because of the women and children on the train, and they looked scared. Well, maybe they were visitors, too. Y'all the ones that want to come all the way to New York City like it's some type of circus, and you're just like, oh, yeah, we're going to ride this subway. It's going to be fun. No, the New York City subway is some real crap. You got to deal with it. You got to figure it out. It's not just a ride. People live on the subway. People live on the track. Homelessness is off the chain in New York. It has been for decades. It's nothing new. We've had many, unfortunately, homeless people, men and women. A lot of the men were veterans. Came back. Of course, you know, the whole system for veterans here is horrible. You give your life to protect this whole nation, and this nation gives you nothing back. Barely a thank you. You can barely get medical attention. So, yeah, some of them kind of snap. They also snap because they've been killing everybody for the past 3 years on duty. So they kind of, you know, come back a little off. But it doesn't mean that they're really going to kill you. They're just angry. A lot of them just need attention. They're just like, can somebody see me? Because I'm really going through it. But they don't physically accost you. That I have not seen. They may yell and scream, or some of them come through and they smell so bad, it's as if they're yelling and screaming. But they don't touch you. And this, anyone. So what if he was yelling and screaming? Why did you want to become the subway police, take matters into your own hands? That's not what we do. That's not what you're supposed to do. Not in that situation. He wasn't hurting anyone. And if you were that concerned, and cell phones do work on the New York City subway, you can talk on the phone underground. So call 911. you probably have a police officer at the next stop in a second if you felt that afraid. No, you want to be little vigilante, and I'm going to save the day because he's harming these people. He didn't touch anybody, and that poor man is dead. Who are you to take this upon yourself and say, I'm going to take him down? You don't think you're choking him. You have him in a headlock and a chokehold, and you're in the Marines. You don't think that you're preventing him from breathing? You don't think so? Were you a dumb Marine? Most of us know this, okay? If you grab somebody around the neck, hello. If you squeeze real tight, hello. Or if you're sitting on someone and you don't allow them to have their lungs expand so they can breathe. Not to mention the fact that the heart rate is accelerated, adrenaline is being pumped into the bloodstream, and the breath becomes scattered. Fight or flight isn't really working. You're being held down, and you can't breathe. Come on, man. Whether it's Eric Garner, George Floyd, this young brother, come on, man. So, again, I say, we have got to kill and eradicate racism. Got to go. It does not serve anyone. It doesn't serve a delusional white person who thinks that they are better than black people or any other people of color. No. It doesn't serve you to think that. You're delusional. You're wrong, and it's not going to help you. Then you want to spread that to your children. It's not going to help you. My husband and I were talking about it the other day with lynchings and what would happen. And I was like, yeah. And, like, lynchings were events that they would announce in church. They would announce them in the church service. Talk about, yes, there's going to be a lynching tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Please bring your picnic basket. It was an event. And lynching did not just mean hanging. A hanging is a hanging. A lynching is something else. Lynching involves hanging, but it's in a series of events. So maybe there's some torture to the individual first. Add a little castration where they cut off a man's penis while he's conscious. Sometimes they would actually put the penis inside of the mouth of the man before they hang them, and after they hang them, they burn them. We're not just talking about a hanging. We are talking about some of the most cruel, inhumane, and unconscionable behavior ever heard of. And this is an event that you bring your children to and have lunches. Really. Quickly. And a lot of people think that most lynchings were done while people were enslaved. Not necessarily. They got whooped, but they didn't really get lynched until Jim Crow. They didn't get lynched until they were getting their freedom. And from the time frame of the Emancipation Proclamation to the early, like, 1930s or so, lynching was just the hottest thing since sliced bread. They would lynch whole entire families together. Men, women, children. That's why Billie Holiday wrote that song, Strange Fruit, because Strange Fruit was about the people hanging from the trees everywhere you go and the smell of rotting bodies. And this was popular, especially in the South. Every time we go down south, I can feel it. Every tree I look at, I'm wondering, did one of my people hang from you? When I look deep into the brush of the forest and I imagine people trying to escape and run for their freedom in the dark of night with hounds on their heels and running through brush, and leaves and twigs and rocks and what have you, sometimes even without shoes. I have a hard time in the South. I can visit, but I don't want to stay. It's just too much happened. Too much happened there. And I'm like, oh, God. And I know stuff happened damn near everywhere, but the way it was done and for so long, for hundreds of years, the inhumane brutality justified by the government and Jesus? Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I can't do it too long. I can't. I know that those souls and those spirits are still there. I can feel them every time I go there. And I'll tell you a quick story. This is how fierce we are. And I don't know if I even told this whole story to my husband, but when my mother passed, this was a few years ago, when my mother passed, we had an amazing home going for her. And my sister and I planned a beautiful, beautiful service and events for the day, the whole nine. In any event, when we were at the church, my husband and I performed an African song that is sung when people pass. My husband played the drum. He played on a little djembe drum, and I sang the song. And I don't know, but I feel as if when I sang it and him playing it, I opened myself up to other energies, other people, if you will, or souls, I should say. Because later on that night when I went to bed, all I could hear, I heard people with different accents and different ages talking to me, talking to each other, asking questions. I knew that they were people that had already transitioned. That was obvious. The ones that stuck out the most, it was this old Southern man, old man. And we were in Florida at the time, so maybe I just opened up and contacted spirits that were in the South, okay? Because most of them did have a Southern accent. And I remember a little girl. And it was funny because I was trying to sleep. My husband is next to me. Excuse me. We're not married at the time. Excuse me. We're engaged. But were we engaged? I don't know. Maybe we weren't even engaged yet. But anyway, we're laying, next to each other. He's knocked out, sleeping. This is wonderful. And I am having this situation with all these spirits talking to me. And I was like, I want to go to sleep. That's all I want to do. I want to go to sleep. And for hours, I am hearing all of these different people, most of whom were very benevolent. I do not remember negative energy. I remember myself feeling a little fearful at the moment, and then I calmed down. I caught my breath, and I calmed down. And it was interesting because even at that moment, the little girl spirit said, I think we should be quiet. I think we're scaring her. I will never, ever forget this as long as I live because I know we sang an ancient African song with the ancient African drum rhythm specifically for the deceased. So perhaps I opened up a little bit of portal there, which is not impossible. We can do that. But I remember talking to them and asking them, can I go to sleep? I was like, I love you all. I wish you light on your journey. I don't know all of you, but I wish you light on your journey. And can I please go to sleep? Can you guys please keep it down? I want to go to sleep. I finally fell asleep maybe about 5:30, 6 o'clock that morning, which, of course, made me wake up tired. But I know that we have an interdimensional experience as humans. Most of us do, especially melanin-dominant people. Saying that white people don't, because some white people can see ghosts. But I'm just saying our energetic connection to things is great. It is very, very great. So don't be afraid if something like that happens to you or if you even see visions or you have contact from other individuals in your life who have transitioned. Do not be afraid. Don't be scared, okay? Because All we are is energy, all of us. All we are is energy. So those other spirits are also what? Energy. So there's no need to fear. There's no need to panic. All right? Just realize and understand that you are energy. We are raw energy. And our energy is encased in our body. But our body has receptors. Hair, the hair on our head, the hair on our arms, the hair all over our body. Those are receptors. Our skin, especially as melanin-dominant people, our skin is a major receptor of energy. And we don't understand that a lot because we're not taught that. That's what needs to be taught in school. I know I taught it to my students. That is what needs to be taught. Not just that, oh, you're only human. No, no, no. Your humanity is huge. Who you are as an entity is major. Whether your background is fantastic or your background was negative, regardless, you are dynamic and powerful in your own right. Okay? So, again, I'm going to do my best as I live and breathe to completely squash racism because it's a lie and it does so much damage and it's the opposite of who we really are. It's the opposite of all of us. It's a lie. And I know I don't want to live a lie. I'm not interested in living lies. I'm sure you're not either. So think about it. Do your research. Do your reading. But think about it. Because everything that we're experiencing from our government comes from Africans. Religion comes from African science. Ancient African spiritual science has its basis in Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. All those things are deeply rooted in African science. It's nothing to be afraid of. I remember one time I had a conversation with somebody who was talking about Kemet, you know, also known as Egypt, and they were like, oh, that's the devil. And I was like, you're crazy, because everything in Kemet is the basis for Christianity. The original Immaculate Conception is Osset when she had Heru. Heru's birthday is December 25th. There's so much to it. Christianity is a hijack. Even Judaism is a hijack. Judaism, though it was brought about by Moses, Moses was what? Kemetan. Moses lived in Kemet. He took pieces of Kemetan science and created Judaism, which then gets hijacked by northeastern white Europeans who then turn it into becoming Jewish, and it becomes something completely different. Islam is a fight between two cousins. Both of them are melanin dominant. Ain't nobody white. Muhammad wasn't white. So we got to come back to our senses because there's stuff going on that we are not, privy to, a lot of us, especially because our society doesn't rear us to be that way. But I'm here to tell you that the truth has been twisted. Are the progenitors of human life. We're amazing. We are made in the image of the Creator. Our beautiful black selves, yes, we are. So open up your consciousness. Expand your mindset. Begin to learn how to program your reality and enjoy your life more. Because when you have more purpose and intent in it, and make sure that your intent is always with love and positivity, you'll be okay. You know, don't allow yourself to be bullied and don't be a bully. Be loving. Be kind. Be a light entity. It is your actual nature to begin with. Step into yourself. The last thing I want to talk about, and thank you all so much for being with me. I really appreciate you. The last thing I'm going to talk about was the crazy, crazy smoke that we had here in the East Coast. Oh, my goodness. I was like, oh, Lord, what is this here? They stated that a lot of the smoke, that we experienced came from wildfires in Canada. Now, I'm not saying that that's not possible. I have actually been in a wildfire before, or not in one, near a wildfire when I was on tour with Les Nubiens in California, in Percy, California, Northern California, and there were forest fires, wildfires that were going on. You could see the orange glow behind the mountain, and my breathing was horrible. It was terrible. So I remember that particular incident. But one here was really interesting to me because I was like, really? What are y'all really doing? Something just didn't feel right. I was like, what are you really doing? Because even when I was in California with the wildfire right in my face, you could see the orange glow and the flames up on top of the mountain and everything. The smoke wasn't the same. And I know, like, you know, if it's a wildfire and we're burning trees, then, you know, trees generally have a specific smell. I could smell the woodiness in the smoke, but something was just weird to me. And it went everywhere. So I'm like, well, what is our atmosphere and ionosphere doing if the smoke is reaching us in this way when it's supposedly hundreds of miles away? Now, this is the wild part. Most of us are very unaware of the different tricks and games that our government and our nation can pull on the unassuming public. All right, goodness knows they have been manipulating the weather since the Vietnam War. Okay, that's when they first started messing around with it during Vietnam. That's why it rained so much. And they thought they were going to rain out the Viet Cong, and the Viet Cong were like, whatever, we're still going to bust your ass. In any event, I continue to encourage you guys to please look up the HAARP weather program, HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, weather program. I'm not talking about a senior citizen program. We're talking about weather manipulation, okay? And I recently remembered that huge forest fire that was in California, I think, last year. But I remember what the people were saying. And many of the people who survived were reporting that they had seen laser beams or beams like lasers that came out of the sky and struck things, and those things caught on fire. Not like lightning, but a laser. Now, what was wild to me was that, you know, I know forest fires are interesting and all the time, not everything is destroyed. I get it. But the things that were destroyed compared to the things that weren't were strange to me. Because I saw a shot of to the ground, but the garbage can, which is made of plastic, didn't even melt. I'm like, I'm seeing all these torched houses, but the garbage can is intact with the sticker on the side for the company that comes to pick up the trash and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm looking at these houses. They are burnt to the ground. All I can see is a shell and a chimney, but the garbage can is okay. Everything was engulfed in flames. But the garbage can is okay. In another instance, I saw a metal rowboat, and it looked like it had been microwaved. There were holes, little tiny holes, everywhere, all over the hull, little tiny holes. Regular fire doesn't do that. it doesn't burn that way. First of all, it takes a lot to burn a metal boat. That's interesting. But the fact that it had all these holes in it, and they were all evenly placed, they weren't sporadic, it looked like a microwave. And I can follow this because I remember what happened to the killer whales when the U.S. Navy was doing sonar weaponry in the Pacific Ocean, and it beached a lot of killer whale pods. And in the killer whale pods, the whales themselves, where they would have in their gills, were full of holes, like a microwave blast. Same type of displacement. Holes. And they were bleeding from their gills, like where their ears would be. They were bleeding. But the inside, the flesh, when they examined them, they all had little holes in them. They had been microwaved. So this was very similar to the beams that were seen in Northern California for the forest fires about a year ago. And this is why science and different types of science, whether it's earth science, biology, chemistry, different things are so important. Because if you don't know, what? You don't know. But I remember looking at that rowboat, like Swiss cheese, and the same pattern of holes were in the killer whales from the sonar testing. And you did. You had a lot of people that were saying, we saw beams come out of the sky and set things on fire. And it wasn't lightning. Ladies and gentlemen, the HAARP program can do that. The HAARP program can create tornadoes, earthquakes, heavy torrential rain, hurricanes, whatever you want to pop in, it can do. They can dial it up. It exists. HAARP is now on every continent of the planet. And when they all hook together, they have global manipulation. Nobody want to have that conversation. But I will. Yes, I will. Because we, like I like to say, we can do better. We got to know better. Okay? You can't do better until you know better. So do yourself a favor and stop preoccupying yourself with bullshit. Do yourself a favor and research some things. Look into some things. Get several different outlets of information based on one subject. Hone in on something. Okay? Because at the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference what basketball team wins the championship. At the end of the day, it doesn't make a difference who won the Super Bowl. At the end of the day, none of that is relevant. That is entertainment. But we don't have a whole lot of time for a whole lot of entertainment. We have to break away. I'm also going to encourage you to meditate. Learn how to meditate. Learn how to sit in silence. Most of the time, we always got something on. The radio, we've got music playing. You know, we're watching TV, Netflix maybe watching us, whatever. We just always have background noise. Do your best to try to get away from background noise. Find peace. Like I keep saying, go outside. Even if it's raining, take your umbrella. Go outside. Okay, on a day that's nice and sunny and beautiful, take off your shoes and put your feet on the grass. Connect your electromagnetic frequency to the electromagnetic frequency of Mother Earth. It's also very healing. There is nothing corny about connecting with nature. You are nature personified. Why would you not? And again, watch out with what you're eating. Unfortunately, a lot of our food is no longer food. It is a chemical that tastes like something we thought it was. But it's not real. So be careful. There are certain things that we need to get rid of and just do our best not to mess with. I was having a conversation with a chef the other day, and she was talking about how she wants to just go vegan for like about 3 months. She's like, I'm just do it. And I'm like, yeah, do it. Go ahead. I remember when I wasn't eating meat. There was a time I didn't eat any flesh at all, and I was all right with it because I was eating beans, pasta, vegetables, fresh vegetables. Okay, this is when I was really on point, and I was going to the organic market, and I was getting chard and kale and mustard greens, and I would stew them all together with like a little bit of homemade barbecue sauce and some garlic and some onion and da-da-da. What delicious. On a bed of rice or a bed of pasta, maybe with a whole grain roll and some vegetables. Oh, my gosh. Even back in the day, I remember I used to go to the West Indian restaurant. I would get some rice and peas with, like, with curry gravy. No chicken, just gravy. And then I would get some green salad and some potato salad, and that was a meal for me, and it was delicious. I got to get back to that. I do. I want to feel better, and I know in order for me to feel better, I have to eat differently. I have to change certain things. So, you know, I'll do it. I've done it before. I'll do it again. But I'm encouraging you all who are listening to please do yourself a favor and learn to take better care of yourself. Because some of us are not doing that. We're not taking care of ourselves the way that we should. Hey, Sister Dawn, I see you in the queue. Peace, Queen. Yes, and Sister Dawn is an amazing gardener and horticulturalist. She's amazing when it comes to plants and vegetables and leaves, and she can identify things on sight. She got that gift from her grandmother. Like, learn some things, fam. I'll keep telling, you know, plant your garden, plant your little window box garden if you live in an apartment, you know, plant some herbs or whatever. One of the chefs at the restaurant that we eat at up here, big shout out to Chef Shayna and Mad Apples. You know, she uses fresh herbs in her food, basil and thyme and rosemary and cilantro, and everything is fresh. And her food is amazing, and it is so fresh. My husband and I had a catfish dinner Saturday, and oh my God, the portion was amazing. We had food left over for the next day, but it was absolutely delicious. Delicious. If you get a chance and you are in East Stroudsburg, please do yourself a solid and go to Mad Apples. I also want to promote a few events that are going to be happening. This Saturday, we're doing a party called the Soul Shack at Mad Apples. It's BYOB. Come with an empty belly so you can get some good food, hear some beautiful music, get your two-step on, have a sippy sip. You can even smoke outside. Listen, we're doing things. We're doing things. All right, family? We, you know, summertime is our season, so we try to get it in. So this Saturday, June 17th, then on July 15th, and again on August 12th, which is the outdoor one with the big, big sound system we call the Beast, and then we're back inside again on the 23rd of September for my husband's birthday celebration, and just, again, to get together and commune and enjoy beautiful, good music. The sound system is beautiful. We make our magic happen at Mad Apple. So, again, big shout-out to Sister Shayna. She's the chef. She was also featured on Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen. Her food is, oof, you're going to slap somebody for her food, I'm telling you. So come on out and play, family. Come on out and play. Again, I never can believe how fast this show goes, but I thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I appreciate you so much. If you have any questions about anything, you can always inbox me. It's Amina K. Hassell on Facebook or Queen Oracle Nebula on Instagram. If you already have my information, you can always text me a question, anything you want. I will be glad to do the work and give you the answer to the best of my ability. But just, you know, start preparing yourself for experiencing the unknown. Start preparing yourself for learning about things that wouldn't be considered common so to speak. All right, just think about it, family, because there's a lot going on. I'm probably going to do my best to go in a little bit more next week, but I thank you all so much for being with me today. You're brilliant and you're wonderful in your own right. Stay dynamic. Stay amazing. Please be a beautiful human being. Again, if you need to listen to some really good music or if you just want to hear some really good music, please go to SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com. In the search, put in DJ Pitch Control, PYTCHCONTROLL. Get your life. Music is healing. Music is transforming even. It can take you out of a bad mood. It can lift you out of sadness. It can bring you to peace and joy. So please, do yourself a favor and do that, okay, because the mixes are amazing. And again, come on out to Mad Apples this Saturday. You know, come out and play with us and come get your eat on and your drink on, and let's have some fun. All right, family, I wish everyone a beautiful summer ahead. I know it's not June 21st just yet. It's coming soon. But still in all, in certain places, it's really, really warm and really, really hot and feels really summery. So enjoy yourself and be safe out there. All right, be good to each other, family. Thank you so much again for being with me. You have been listening to the Black Alice in Wonderland radio show. I am your host, Queen Amina, and I thank you for this platform. Big shout out to Dr. James Winborn and Dr. Reverend Ron Robinson for allowing me this platform on the My Project Neo network. I give thanks, family. Y'all be good and safe out there. I'm going to try a little something for you to hear. Okay. So I can take you out and say bye-bye. But I thank y'all. You're beautiful. That's all I ask. All right, family, be good. All right. I love you. One love.